Mutti Posen.
The topic for tonight, with Yom Tov coming up, especially being Shavuos in the summer, in 3 days, we have 3 days with Shabbos and Yom Tov. People are bothered, can you have showers on Yom Tov? Can you wash yourself, bath, shower, mikvah, on Yom Tov? So, we'll start first with Shabbos, everyone knows by Shabbos. Shabbos is a gzeiras mechitzos. There was a gzeira Chazal made that you shouldn't wash yourself on Shabbos. Why did they make such a gzeira? Perhaps it was no melacha and going to wash on Shabbos. It's not one of those melachas. Why did Chazal see it necessary to make a gzeira? Because what happened was people were going for showers and baths and bathhouses on Shabbos, and due to demand they had to heat the water on Shabbos. There wasn't enough water, people, too many people came, they didn't realize, they started cooking water. Chazal saw come to Bishul, he said, there is to wash on Shabbos. With that, they took care of the problem. There's no reason to heat water now, because you anyway can't have a shower on, or bath on Shabbos, on Shabbos. Okay. So, Shabbos, we know that there's Bechazos, you make them to cook. Why would you want to have a cold shower, cold bath? So, Be'etzim, there's nothing wrong. There's no gezeira by cold. What are you going to do? Come to eat it? You're having a cold bath? There should be no problem. So, strictly speaking, there's no problem. However, the Maharam brings from Rishonim, the Tribus of Deshem, the Maharil, there's a mandate not to wash in cold, even on cold, on Shabbos. Why don't we wash in cold? Oh, so why are they washing cold? So this is a machlokes achronim, what the reason is. Some say because it's schita. You'd come to squeeze your hair, squash your hair, and there's a problem with squeezing your hair on Shabbos. Other achronim say, no, the problem is that you go to a public place, a bathhouse, and have cold. You know what happened? Ooh, it's a bit too cold, the sun start making it hot. So they say each one gives their mahalach, but if you put them all together, if you don't wash your hair, and you're doing a private bath at home, the chayav should be mutter to have a cold shower, a cold bath on Shabbos, because you haven't got either problem. Again, many people have machmir not to, the minig is for sure not to, but someone wants to have cold, and he doesn't wash his hair, and he does it at home, it's hard to say that there's any problem, although if you can avoid it, the minig is not to, but bath is mutter. That's the cold. What about hot? So the hot split into two categories. There's mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos, water that was heated on Shabbos, and mayim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Sounds complicated, but really it's that simple. We remember cold is always mutter. Mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos, water that was heated on Shabbos, is always asa. That's the two extremes. Cold is always mutter, again we said better not, and you've got your hair, it's chit, but it's mutter. And hot that was heated on Shabbos is always asa. There's a complete blanket issa. The Lashon Chazal is even eva echod. Put your finger in your eva. You can't use hot water heated on Shabbos for anything. B'chal, nothing. You want to just put it on your face. Nothing. It's completely out. The middle section of Ma'ayin Shabbos, Me'erev Shabbos, that is heter. So again, cold is usually mutter. Heated on Shabbos is always also. And the middle stage is water, which is hot. But it was heated before Shabbos, and it was kept on the flame. Oh, so that's also Machloek Zachronim. The Chori could be a miracle that if it's in like a Shabbos kettle, it was hot before Shabbos, it got in the water heated before Shabbos. I saw one Achron, who's Machmeh, which is very, very interesting. And it's the Chori, not the Pashto. The Pashto is, there's no Malacha done on Shabbos. By the way, the Ma'ayim Shuchu on Shabbos, even better. The water's heated on Shabbos, you can't touch, even though it's heated better. A goy heated it, no goy heating it. Still, if it's heated on Shabbos, it's out. The water that was already hot before Shabbos came in, that water is okay, but it's good arms. So you can only use it for meal taguf. I mean, less than half, you've got 49% of your body, you use water heated before Shabbos. More than that, more than 49% is awesome. That's the lach by Shabbos. For example, cold is usually water. Water heated on Shabbos is always awesome. And heated before Shabbos is still hot. You can do meal taguf. Again, we're talking about if there's a tzorich, we don't do these things. If a person needs to, it's hot, you can't take it over. Mutter. So that's for Shabbos. There's a famous Rukhi Vega, which is a very useful heter, and that is always mitzvah. He's mitzvah means that he feels bothered, he can't take it, he's going mad from the heat, from being sweat, whatever it is, he can't function. Such a person has a chayla, klepa this, he's very mekel, what's called a chayla, and you're allowed to wash, there's no gezeira on such a person. And this is even Ma'ayin Shulchan B'Shabbos. So you've got all the heat on Shabbos, again, you can't heat all this, Bishop. If a goy heated it, oh, I don't know, there was in the Dut Shemesh, and the Hassan heated it. I never heat on Shabbos, which says the worst type of water. Someone's Mitzah again, there's going to be a problem with Mitzah. Bujim and Choyla means the guy can't function, can't sleep. He's lying in bed for 2 hours, he just can't function. Such a guy will be Mitzah and have the head of the Kibbutz. Okay, so that's Shabbos for you, don't have the Shabbos. Now, the question is, why is the Gzeirah? The Gzeirah is only Nontif, not to wash an Nontif. Why is the Gzeirah Nontif? By Shabbos is a Gzeirah because you make up to cook the water. It's official. On Yontif, what's wrong cooking? You're allowed to cook. And even though you're not drinking the water, we know we said the cloud yesterday in the morning, you got mitoich. Mitoich shehutru l'tzorech. Since it was heat, it was, they were matric for tzorech of eating, drinking. They were matric for every tzorech that's necessary. That's why you're allowed to carry Arabinim. You're allowed to carry food. You're allowed to carry your mitzvah, your machzah. So here as well, you're allowed to cook for food. What's the problem? The answer is, as we said, the passage says, we dash not every single word with multiple drushes. One drush is, it's got to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. The Gemara tells us that having a shower is not something that shoveh l'chol nefesh. Meaning it's not something that's universally needed and accepted. So the question is, why not? Most people are having showers every day, every 2 days. Why is it not shoveh l'chol nefesh? So if back then, you know, in those days they say Queen Victoria had a shower at the back every 3 months, whether she needed it or not. Once a year, yeah, it was a luxury thing. In those days, so then you can understand. So the Quran will ask, nowadays could be different. We have showers much more often. So there's different halachim given in that Achronim and what's pshat. There's Pnei Yeshua and Shabbos and the Ksav Sofer. They both say the shoveh l'chol nefesh is something that everyone needs for their bris hakol, for their health, food you need the whole time to eat food. If you fast one day, so you'll survive the day. But be'etzim, you're suffering. You know your body's not functioning the way it should. You need it to continue. You don't give a guy food for a few days. That's the end of it. Food is the continuation of a person's life. Whereas washing, you put a guy in the room and tell him, look, I'm sorry, for 6 months you can't wash. The guy will survive 6 months. His health is, he's not going to die because he doesn't wash.
What do people do?
Oh, so they know. It is shoveh l'chol nefesh, means it's going to be l'chol nefesh, what they learn out, as in it's your nafsh, it's keeping you alive. It's your bris haguf, something that keeps you alive. So that's why they say, this doesn't not be health. Oh, because carrying is always something you're going to need to bring to you. So food, again, all comes from food. Food is always mutter. Food is always the first thing that's mutter.
Anything carrying is mutter.
Oh, because that is something that's generally needed for the upkeep of your life, because anything which people need to carry things in and out, without that, you can't function as a thing. Whereas shower, no marshal, animals don't really wash that much. Now, okay, we're more specific than animals, but you see a living body can survive without washing. It may be unpleasant and a big geschmack, but if you tell them you can never carry anything out of your house, it's not a way of survival. There's all getting going, bringing up. Oh, so that is a little bit different. Smoking they talk about, and then they say smoking is very similar to eating. So among Ram Klaz, you should make a brochon. Smoking has an oichel, but that, yeah, that's when Yom Tov they struggle with the heter, because there's no. So that, yeah, that's the ikar by smoking. Oh, there's other mahalchim, there's the Chazon Yecheskel. Chazon Yecheskel gives this Musha. He says, shoveh l'chol nefesh will be something that everyone needs every day. You can't survive a day without it. Food, of course you could survive, but your life, you've given up. It's difficult. Business is not 100% of what he normally is when he hasn't eaten. It's something that every day, day-to-day survival. Whereas a shower, says you can't call it day-to-day survival.
So I might not carry a shaka buggy. Not everybody has a
problem. Oh, so anything which is there are many kashas. Toys is where they ask the kashas. Yeah, the Gemara says you can't, and they give him reasons. Shem Zalman says he says Bezim is a pele. That's the same kashas that everyone asks. And he says, what should I do? He says, Luli to Mr. Fina Amin, if I wouldn't be afraid, I would say it's mutter. Because look, people are much bigger than me have lived before me, and I'm not gonna be the one that's gonna spoil the party. I'm not gonna say it's mutter when no one else is, because the Ezim should be mutter. It's more like the boys are trying to struggle to explain why it's also. The problem is that no one's come along and says mutter. Everyone wants to say it's mutter, but you can't just on, I said, from what I've seen, black and white, someone says mutter. If someone does that, great, you're allowing that. But it's very hard to find the black and white as mutter. So seeing as it's not shoveh l'chol nefesh, for whatever reason, there are much more malachim. I should explain too, there's much more malachim explain why it's not shoveh l'chol nefesh. Seeing it's not shoveh l'chol nefesh, you can't cook. You can't cook because there's a mechusos, not to wash.
Everybody was hot and sweaty. Would everybody have a shower?
So that's the thing. Firstly, would they have every day?
Yeah, you see. If you're hot and sweating, would anybody have a shower?
I don't think. I think there are many people that would.
If you're hot and sweating,
I come to some shuls. I'll show you around. You'll see. Some people are fine. Yeah, it's very hard to understand. Again, it's like anything that you've got to be there. It's universally accepted that this is data is survival.
Well, that's the only reason why I ask. Otherwise, nobody wants to have a shower.
Yeah, but because of that, it's the raisa. Because you're cooking on Yom Tov. So it's not shalom levish. It's like medication, which is not shalom for everyone.
49%
Oh, so we're going to get to that. Yeah, we're going to explain. Right, so the first thing he said, he pointed out, it can't be worse than Shabbos. But Yom Tov was struggling to find the answer. Shabbos is closer. So it definitely can't be worse than Shabbos. So again, cold, it's a chavi muta, and up to 49%, with mayim shehuchum, with erev Yom Tov, it's going to be okay too. Like Shabbos, that's for sure going to be a muta, and you'll have Rukvi Yegas Heter as well. I don't know why, people don't like to use Rukvi Yegas Heter of a business mitzai, he's got in Chola. You don't find people throwing his head around, and I'm not sure why not. You go to Rav and ask him, what do you mean? The Bialacha brings it, Shura brings it, the Bialacha. I don't know why, you don't hear it. But the head and the head is there.
So the style on to it.
Yeah, so someone who feels like he just can't cope, he's complete. Someone's telling me he's in Eretz Yisrael, and second day, Yom Tov, his cousin was getting married, he was keeping 2 days,
yeah.
So and he had to walk, because the wedding hall was far, and he asked Rav Silberstein, and he said, yeah, you can have a shower. He was walking 40 minute walk
in the
Shalayim heat. Right, so there are many times you'll say, it's a Chayla, and they'll tell you as well how to do it.
Chayla, it's hard, it's walking the summer, 40 minutes, I have to get off the one.
After right, because then you would start, I'm extremely uncomfortable, and it's just, this is just not me. And
you thought you were going to start with the guy's half dead.
No, Mustai is, you can't, he's getting, don't be bored with Chayla. Mustai comes from Chayla. Chayla is that I'm not.
Mustai, not Chayla.
Yeah, he says, okay, Abba Bisha in Chayla, this is Lashon, yeah? He's not Chayla. But the head of Mustai comes from Chayla. That means it's Chayla, but on a much lesser tag of Chayla. What's not Chayla? Chayla is the one who's just, the guy is lagging back. So it's a much bigger. I can function, but there's something constantly bothering me. Again, it's got to be applied correctly. It can't be, yeah, it's bothering me. People, everything bothers us. It's got to be that it's legitimate. The guy.
45 minutes, you're hot and sweaty, you're in style, you can have a shower.
That's what he said. Yeah, but always check with the Orthodox rabbi, and don't allow me, because they'll tell you no, and at least you'll know what to ask them. Why is I not Messiah? Very likely, yeah. Just, you have to always know, if it's not Messiah, you've got big problems. But again, all this was having a shower. You still can't heat the water. You still have to get water. It's hot from Arizona. No, because it's not shabbat kol levesh. The cool. The mice has two aspects here.
Have you shower? What a shower?
Oh, so there's two things to bear in mind. One is it mutter to wash? Yes or no? Is it mutter to wash? How do you get water? There is a visual revenge. It's like Shabbos. Shabbos, you have a head as mitzvah, you still can't cook on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So at the end of the Yosef, Shabbos called Nefesh, for whatever reason, you can't cook. So you want to get hot water, fine, but how do you get the water? Say if you've got a big kettle of hot water, you want to pull it into the bath, no problem. It was heated on, well, this year, before Shabbos, heated on Thursday. The water stays hot now, Sunday afternoon, first day on Tov. It's Mayim Shehuchum Erev on Tov, no problem. If you have, you got the head on the side, whatever it is, you can use this Mayim Shehuchum Erev on Tov. But if you don't have the water, what do you do? So Shalom the Shemesh, you're entering the Shaila. So if you've got him with Tzaya, then Rukhiega says you're allowed to, the Gzeir falls away.
Then
if you haven't got his head,
then you can use the water.
Yeah, again, don't allow me. But yeah. But if you are not Messiah, Stam, you want to wash up to Roy Vigo, because you're not sure you're Messiah, you're Mechum, you're not Messiah. Do you know what? I'll do 40%, I'll do my, whatever, I'm a bit sweaty, I'll wash, I don't need to wash my entire body. Fine, where do you order from? So it's always the two, the paradox here. There's, is it Mutter or Hossel to wash? Fine, that's A. B, what about the water? Mein Shehuchum is going to be Hossel. So Mein Shehuchum may arrogant on to, always is to be Mutter. So we'll get, there's still more to him, don't worry. But Zvali, that's what we're holding now. So you've got to have Mayim Shehuchum Me'erev Yom Tov, you've got to arrange this water. So the best thing to do is, the guy has this gigantic Shabbos kettle, you fill it to the top. Okay, now it's 3 days, it's even more difficult. So you're drinking coffees and teas. But if you manage to fill such a thing, you've always got water, which is Mayim Shehuchum Me'erev Yom Tov. And now 49%, you can't fault you, there's nothing wrong. Shabbos, you can do it, only if you give Shehuchum. Okay, then you come to the next setup. The next setup is, which again, it's not a heter, but people think it is, and this is a mistake. On your own, there is a heter of Ribu Bishur, and you're allowed to do more than you need if it's one mice. So the marshal comes, Sunday's one asked me today, he wants to put on the food for second Yom Tov, and always a struggle heating up the food, you know, from Nak to get home, and they want to eat, and the food's still frozen or cold. He said, do you know what, great idea? I'll heat up the food Sunday afternoon, big pot of food, and I'll give my kids, they go into bed before now. After the meal, long after the meal, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll hear the big pot. When it's hot, I'll give the kids to eat, so it's a tzoruch for now. And then they go to bed, then I'll stay up, they don't need any food tonight. And then I'll just leave it on the flame. Now that's mutter, why it's really vishurim. Again, there's at least four conditions that you have to follow, you have to always check. It's mutter in all cases, it's mutter. Dark klal, that heter applies. One of them is obvious, that you can't put, every time, that what's the melacha of bishul? You take something, put it on the flame on Shabbos. You got a pot, put something in the pot, bishul. Every time bishul. Yontif is mutter. So yontif, you're allowed to put food on for now. But you can't start adding food for tomorrow. So what's the heter? Root bishul, you take a pot, fill up with food, and in one ma'aseh bishul, putting on the flame, you can't, look, that means there's one melacha, the ma'aseh going like this, putting it on, and with that, I've got root bishul, I've got more than I need. But if you start adding potatoes one at a time, so you add this for now for the kids, okay, the next one's for when, for tomorrow. The melacha of bishul putting on the flame is awesome. So that's the first step, which is obvious, you could only do one ma'aseh melacha. You have to peel the potatoes, which is boyer, is mutan yontif yontif. Can't peel for tomorrow. So you peel potato one for the kids. Potato two, you can't peel, because it's not for now. So whenever you do the melacha, you have to check.
I don't think I need
that. Oh, so if you're sure you're not as many as you think, but if you're doing potentially for tomorrow, if it's bishul, one might be bishul, for tomorrow is no problem. 50% is possible for tomorrow, that's no problem at all for tonight, for tomorrow. Because one might be, you can't say it, you mustn't say it. But I think it, that's no problem. Because one malacha, if you start malacha, cutting up, you do teichin, cutting vegetables, so there again, every vegetable is another malacha. So you can't do that. So only one ma'aseh bishul, the other time, that's derech al hezer. So people say, do you know what, really sure, I'll take a big pot. I want to have coffee. So you have electric kettle, you're stuck, because you can't take it to the sink. So you can't do really sure. It's cup by cup. So how many coffees? Five coffees, six coffees, seven coffees. After that, why do more? For showering, that's also bishul shere derech, you're shayla v'deraisa. If you take the whole kettle, put it onto the tap, you got one thing to sit on the gas. That fill up to the top, and then do one ma'aseh bishul on there, that's okay. But you've got ma'aseh bishul v'yontif. So you've got to wait to heat the water, or a glove up, no problem. But now this water is an issur and it's used for showering. So you always, again, these are the two things we have to clear. Is it mutter to shower? Fine, now what about the water? Is the water heter water to use for showering? We don't have to worry about the root bishul. There's another heter as well, which Shachar says you're allowed to wash pan of yodah raglav. We know pan of yodah raglav, we're familiar with that for the 9 days in other areas. Pan of yodah raglav, why? Because hands, face and feet, today feet is not nagia, but hands and face are exposed. Anything exposed gets dirty the whole time. You touch, you splash, you move. You can't tell someone not to wash. No, because that's the ish of the chomer fish. But even an animal, they have to clean their paws, they clean their face, because there's things that you're functioning, you can't function. If everything's covered in grime, you can't go right and carry on. Your life is of the chomer fish. Belach is a big chiddush from some Rishonim. And he says that any mir takuf is shavu kol nefesh. That means you want to wash a small amount of your body is normal. Everyone in the world at times needs to wash a small amount of their body. This bit, that bit, something you need to wash. And therefore he says to heat water for a mir takuf should be water. I mean, it's a normal thing to heat water. I'm using a mir, I'm washing a mir takuf. Now there are, we're showing him in the Bialach, he brings a chilek. Mishvur is not so clear, it looks like he's trying to be mekel. There's many achrenim v'chayadim, there are chashukha, many others which are machmeh. So someone who thinks he's a choyle and he wants to eat water should for sure do it in a zawifen and wash 40% of his body, and he'll have his rishon as well, all his mutter. So we don't want to say his mutter in Ganson to eat water for mir taguf. Pon yod ragel is fine. You want to heat for your face, that's okay. You want to heat up for the rest of your body, 40%, the rishon will hold yes, the rishon will hold no, and chatchila, you should avoid it. Just end off with boilers. Boilers is a major, major shayla. You've got electricals going on there, you've got other water coming in, you've got all sorts of malachas with dials and digits. Therefore, you have to always be careful. People say, yeah, no problem, flick the boiler on, no problem. You got to know what sort of boiler you got, how it works, if you've got a tank. If it's a tank, it's an ultra shayla because you use half a tank, so half the tank's emptied, half a tank of cold comes in. Now, the water that came in, you cooked it in your own tub, not for now, it's for tomorrow, you don't need it. You've used it, forget, you've finished using the water. That's what Machleish of Shemzam was making. He said, the only way to get the water, the only way to use liter A is by cooking liter B. He says, I'm cooking liter B for yontif to enable the liter A. So he says, that's there, that this comes in, that comes out. To get this hot, I have to let more in. So that's the way to use it. He says, you're allowed to cook something to use the other. You're allowed to use, you cook water A to use water B. A Riyash and others were choylik and said, no, you can't. You can only use something you heated on yontif for yontif, and they don't have the heter. So again, if you have such a boiler, you always check out, find out from the Rav which, if it's mutter to use you to sort of boiler. But even if you do have had to use the boiler again, you have to remember, maybe mine, shuchu b'yontif, and shuchu b'yontif, even if I had to wash, will be also to use. So again, the two things, is the washing, is the mutter, and is the mayim, is it okay to use the water? Okay.
Yeah, mayim.